second unit has been more consistent on both ends of the court, offensively and defensively. How much confidence that give you going forward, especially as the season progresses?
Oh, a lot. I mean, you know, we've kind of changed the way we do the rotations as the season has gone along, getting guys back, you know, guys in, guys out. So, you know, that was at first like a different group. You know, we hadn't been together long, so like defensively and offensively, I felt like there was still like some chemistry issues, and you know, we've tightened it up, and we've done a great job the past few games.
It's been a while since you had a putback dunk like that, huh?
I know, it felt good. I jumped really high in the first half, but it didn't bounce my way, so I was really trying to get one. You know, especially, they're a good rebounding team, so I wasn't getting many openings, but I found one and it felt good.
What makes this second unit thrive? Like, what are some of the keys that you guys try to emphasize? Your top scoring bench in the league, but today 69-35. But
yeah, ball movement, really. You know, the NBA court's super big. There's a lot of space. You just got to move the ball, find the open shot. That's the biggest. It's not, Coach always says it, it's simple but not easy. You just got to move the ball until, you know, defense makes a mistake, and that's going to happen, and we're patient but also aggressive, and we try to do our best.
Hey, who got that block when you and Jaren blocked the shot? I got blocked, blinded. Who made that block? I know who got credit for it.
Yeah, he definitely got credit for it. Nah, honestly, I thought I kind of like touched it, and then he like really blocked it. So like his power was more, so I get why he got it. But then I saw like a clip while I was lifting, and I don't think I got it. But like if they can give me, you know,
work for it, cuz.
Don't they do like half sacks in football? Something like that?
Yeah.
So they should do like half. Like, maybe I got like a block.
A half a block.
Yeah, something like that.
I guess as a player, you know, what does it mean to you when you see, like, I'm talking particularly about Zach. He had, I think, four fouls. I think it was third quarter, and coach left him five fouls. And coach played him in the fourth. Just when you got situations like that where the coach is allowing you to play through the foul trouble as a player, you know, how do you see that?
I love it. You know, historically I've loved when my coaches have done that, just because it's trust and it goes both ways. Coach is trusting you to be in the game because he feels like, you know, he just doesn't want to change it up. And then you know, you got to be smart, make sure you're not fouling. But also, the game's a game. There's a risk, and, you know, it's calculated, and we live with it. And it's great for us. You know, we want him out there. And at the end of the day, like, I would rather him foul out than, you know, have to sit on the bench for a long time. And then, you know, maybe we could have used him and we haven't used him. So definitely a risk. But also, I think that trust factor is very important. And that's something Coach, not only with the fouls, but in general, has done a great job this season.
How long have you been wearing ankle braces?
No, I don't wear them.
You don't wear them?
No.
Did I see you wearing them in practice or something?
No, I don't think so. No? Okay. I don't like ankle braces.
Yeah. Why you don't like them?
I don't know. They're like bulky, ugly, and they don't feel good. Yeah. I tape it bad.
Sure. All right, appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.